Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we're live. It's 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. I've got some more breaking news I haven't gotten to yet. We're talking to Joe Mendez, who on record had his guns taken that are totally legal. But they're saying you can't own those anymore. And I see this all over the country. But I've seen people arrested for a duck hunting shotgun in Texas, in Dallas, in Houston. I see the articles. I was mentioning this. That a neighbor usually sees a gun, or there'll be like a hamburger place even next door to one case I saw to a gun range, and people see guns coming out and they call the cops. There are the cops come and take them. And in a few areas in Texas or Arizona, I didn't like this, and a few other states, but it even happens in Texas now. They have billboards up everywhere saying report illegal guns that show an image of a revolver. And I had a carpet cleaner start to call the cops on me. I've told this story 100 times, so I won't tell it again. I don't know, like 16 years ago, until I called the supervisors. And they said, yes, we know he's trying to call. He told us to call. We understand, sir, but he doesn't feel comfortable doing your carpet because I had like a shotgun on a rack before I had kids in my studio. And, I mean, these are gelded people, folks. They flip out if they see a slave with a weapon. I mean, they are really conditioned. And it's disgusting. And we've got, of course, our guest on the broadcast with us here today who's been going through all this, Joe Mendez. And Joe, before you leave us in the next segment, I'm going to give out the link so people can go donate to help you. But really what you need is knowledge. And it's not just, you know, we can try to help you, but what's really going to save us is the general knowledge that this persecution is going on. That this is happening and that there's a silent, secret, quiet war against gun owners that's illegal and criminal and that we've got to organize against the fiat attack outside of law on our rights. Rob in Arkansas has some legal advice he wants to give you. Go ahead, Rob. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. Long time, first time. A lot of people are unaware that the prohibition, there's a prohibition on the confiscation of firearms that is in law, according to the U.S. Code. And it's, everyone that is a firearm owner should probably look this up and print this out and keep this with their firearms. They want to do a search on prohibition on confiscation of firearms. The section in the U.S. Code is U.S. Code Title 42. Section 5207, and a little history. After Hurricane Katrina and all that gun confiscation went on down in Louisiana, there was such an outrage that David Vitter, who is a senator from Louisiana, proposed what came to be known as the Vitter Amendment, or the personal, or the Disaster Recovery Personal Protection Act.
That's right. And judges got involved, and the ATF and all of them got in trouble. That's right. I'd forgotten about that. Yeah, the Vetter Act, and then there's also, I remember, I mean, it's obviously illegal to take somebody's property, period, that isn't illegal, but they try to act like they didn't know, and then the ATF does a ruling. But go ahead.
Right. The thing is that this was overwhelmingly approved by Senate by a vote of 86 to 14, and this was actually signed into law by President Bush in 2006.
That's right. The Vetter Act. I had totally forgotten. Guys, pull up the Vetter Act. I mean, there's just so much knowledge with our listeners. Man, Rob, we ought to have you on as a guest or get Larry Pratt on the Nightly News or on the show tomorrow about this secret persecution. Go ahead, caller.
What I was going to say is that my question to you is, considering the fact that President Bush was just a front man for the globalists, and considering the fact that most of our congressmen are bought and paid for by globalists, why do you think that, since this would be in direct opposition of what the globalists want, why would President Bush sign a prohibition on the confiscation of firearms? Why would the Senate overwhelmingly approve that?
That's, you know what, Mark, this is an important point. Come back, restate about the Vetter Amendment, and then I'll try to give you my answer on that. But the short answer is because the will of the people were behind it, and Bush had to at least pay lip service to it. And by signing it, you know, he was for the assault weapons ban, but he wasn't for the assault weapons ban
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Guys, I have one question for you. Are you ready? I mean, really ready. Like 24/7 ready to deliver when and where it counts? Look, success in anything in life takes planning. And if you want to deliver a rock star performance every time, you need one simple game plan. Enzyte 24/7. Just one capsule daily is all it takes to ensure you maintain peak performance and are ready to go whenever and wherever. Even better, Enzyte 24/7 is giving away a trial pack to every guy that calls today. Millions of men already count on the potent ingredient in Enzyte 24/7. Don't miss your chance to be unforgettable every time. Give it a try. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Call 800-579-2606. 800-579-2606. Call for your free trial pack now. 800-579-2606. That's 800-579-2606.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have read the civil asset forfeiture federal law and the federal court rulings. I've had lawyers on about it. It does not say police can pull you over and take your car if no drugs are found. They just expanded out to say that. And here is an article out of Natural News today, naturalnews.com. We have it up on Infowars.com. Cops nationwide stealing cash, jewelry, valuables from innocent citizens under civil forfeiture laws. And here is, on the same topic, New Yorker magazine this month, the August issue, in police states, or in most states, police have the right to confiscate possessions like your cash, car, home, even if you aren't charged with a crime. That is the law, but should it be? See, and they're so ignorant, they it's wrong, they think it's the law. No, it's not the law. And all their regulations are trumped by common law, Bill of Rights, Constitution, and our will to say no. Texas is famous, not just with local jurisdictions, the state police. If an old lady opens up her wallet to give them a license, they'll grab $5,000 out. 1,000, even 500, they'll just take it and say, hey, it's up to you to prove it isn't drug money. Then they'll have a lab test all the bills and find drugs on it. All old money has drugs on it, you know, because it's stored in banks that ship the drugs and all the rest of it, and the drug dealers, they all know that. And the reason I raise this while we're taking calls is I had forgotten that the Senate passed the Vetter Amendment 84-16, and that Bush then signed it. And this is a Larry Pratt statement. They obviously got our message loud and clear. It was the most lopsided gun vote I've ever seen, as told by a Senate official to GOA after the overwhelming vote yesterday. So that's a quote from the Senate staffer to Larry Pratt. And yes, they needed this because all over the country people would have legal guns, and the ATF, if a neighbor saw it, and goes, that man has a gun, because there's a federal billboard saying report guns, showing a revolver or a shotgun, and knowing they would get false reports, they then take the guns. This is just like all over the news. They will take people's children if they don't take vaccines. Now, if you go in and you're upper middle class, you fill out a birth plan, say no to vaccines, act like you know what you're talking about, the criminals, even though they don't know they're criminals, it's a criminal training, will case you and go, this one knows their rights. But if you go in and they'll come in and say, you didn't give shots, the CPS is here to see if you know how to feed your baby right. And, of course, babies always can't nurse perfectly at first. They go, let's see if the baby does it right away. Oops, the baby refused twice. Your kid's ours. Ah! And then tell you they took them because you weren't giving vaccines. But really, they just go to the court and they say, we won't take your kid. Just sign this plan to admit that you have done bad and that you'll do better, which is really revoking your rights to them. And then they literally, like in The Little Mermaid, when the witch gets the document, they go, ha, 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 you'll never see that kid again. I mean, just the most satanic, murdering scum. Excuse me, I don't mean to start getting like that. I'm just so sick of them abusing absolutely everybody across the board in pell-mell evil. And then to have this caller call in. See, I've been there, folks. When I got called by families I was helping, little sweet families jumped the door, and the cops choking the woman saying, sign it. And then I have flashbacks that I knew I'd end up in prison and couldn't fight them. And Mike came in with the camera behind me. We caught some of it. People, why are you in Austin? Seen that TV report? We all dig it up and put it on the web. And I just broke down and cried for hours because I realized I'm a slave. I'm a piece of filth. I'm dominated by criminals, and they're going to take kids, and they're going to do whatever they want to them, and I'm going to let them do it because they got badges and guns, and they're God, and that's the end of it. Excuse me. They're going to take our guns, our children, our land, our money, our freedom, our future, our health, and we're going to let them do it because that's what we are. Excuse me. I try not to blow up, and I shouldn't blow up. And it's just, and this is not an act when I get angry, folks, because the crimes being committed against us are so horrible. I apologize to the guests and the callers. We're going to get to you. I got to settle down sometimes. Joe Mendez had his guns taken. It could happen to all of us. I take it personal what happened to him because you know it's happened to everybody else. And the people they kill in these fake raids, they just love killing people. They're cowards that get to rule us because we're worse than they are. And I just can't believe it. I'm going to shut up now. Let's go to Rob in Arkansas, who called in with great legal advice, reminding us that they had to pass another law saying you can't take guns illegally, but they don't care because they work for foreign banks. I'm sorry I'm ranting, sir. Repeat about the Vetter Amendment, and we're going to repost this. It's important to know with Mr. Mendez's case and what you would do if you were he.
Well, of course, he's already had his guns confiscated, but I believe that, you know, the U.S. code is pretty clear that they were confiscated illegally and in violation of the U.S. code, Title 42, Chapter 68, Subchapter V, Section 5207. So that was clearly violated, but what I plan to do for the future, I've got this printed out. I keep it with my firearms, and in the event that they ever do try and do a gun confiscation, I'm planning on just nicely addressing the officers or the soldiers or whatever and say, well, I understand you're here to uphold and enforce the law. And they'll probably say, darn right I am. And then I will hand them this section from the U.S. Code and say, well, this is what the law says. Please go out and leave me alone and enforce the law.
And even if they still steal your guns because the feds said so, because the president's God, down the road it'll be clear in the entire report that you gave them this.
Exactly. And I did send this information to showtips at Infowars.com. But seriously, if you own a firearm, you need to look this up. Do a search on prohibition on confiscation of firearms.
Oh, yeah.
Print this out and keep it with your guns. And take a look at this, Alex. You really need to read this. It's really important stuff.
No. I remember it. It's like all the time now. I've got so much going on that, like, things I knew about, I'm like, oh, yeah. It's like you totally forget. Plus, I knew it was already in law. That they can't do this in the code, but they passed more laws being very specific because they're aware of what the ATF is doing. Where they just announce, well, there's a wildfire nearby. We're taking all the guns. Mr. Mendez, the victim we have here showcasing, I appreciate your call, Rob. We're going to go to more calls here in a moment, but what do you think of what that gentleman just said?
Well, I was going to say the problem with that was that it's a good thing and everything, but I didn't get a chance to present anything. They just machine gunned my face, handcuffed me, and they wouldn't even, to this day, they won't tell me why I actually was arrested. And they took me for interrogation, and they wouldn't, so I wouldn't even have had a chance to give them that document, because I really feel, like you said, Alex, they wanted to kill me. The guys with the machine guns were shaking in their shoes, itching to pull that trigger. They wanted to kill me.
Well, they do. They kill a lot of people, though. They like it. I'm telling you, I've talked to people that know some of these gun confiscation crews. They will sit around bragging about, yeah, that old vet, I came in his garage, he had a gun, I shot him 8 times. There was crap splattered all. I was talking to one cop about how they bragged how the old man's crap was blown out of him up against the wall. And the cops liked that, the old man hitting his knees and falling down. And if people don't believe me, they can watch Inside the LAPD, 1998, I played this on the show. They go to a dead vet's house who had a heart attack, make fun of his dead body, say he's NRA scum, and say, I'm keeping these guns for myself. I mean, I'm telling you, folks, we are in trouble. Unbelievable.
Now, another thing that I tried to talk to them about, my guns are free, ban, and what the agent told me is, it doesn't matter. California has its own constitution on guns.
Yeah, see, I knew that, so I checked state laws, and it's not true either. And I know, they they want to ban semi-auto 22s. I mean, because they're criminals. I mean, we're in deep trouble. Jeff in Illinois, what's your legal advice? Then we've got more gun confiscation stories. Go ahead. Now they're pouring in.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Well, just to first put it out there, I'm not a lawyer or anything, but I've dealt with the court systems a lot throughout my life and whatnot. And more or less, I was just calling to let Mr. Mendez know. Like, first off, keep your head up. Don't give up. Don't quit the fight at all. Because so far, I've always learned the courts will do anything and everything they possibly can to drag out a case, to make it as long as possible, threaten you, everything, just in hopes that you actually give up and just go with what they want you to do. So pretty much, like, the best thing you can do, especially when you're dealing with a public pretender, I refuse to call them defenders because they're pretenders. Learn as much as you can about the law. That's why I like your last caller who actually had codes for it. Look up as much as you possibly can and make your public pretender work for you. One thing I've come to learn, all the cases I've ever dealt with, is always, unless you actually can bring it to your public pretender and show them the law, you know, they supposed to went to law school, they won't bring up these issues. They won't really protect you.
Well, they all know. They're paid to make sure you get convicted, most of them. There are a few good ones, but they get run out. That's on record. You have to show them in law that they are not giving you a real defense and that you know. Just like you go on with a pre-plan on your kids, you know, I'm not taking vaccines. They know your rights. They're like, yes, sir. And then the nurses go, we don't give them to our kids either. Actually, had them do that to me. But you go in there and act like you're scared, but don't take the shots. They will take your baby. I mean, these are body-snatching trap. I mean, they're the enemy. The government is a legion of filth. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I don't know how else to put it.
Yeah, they are filth. And just one other point I want to touch on, too, with the whole gun confiscation aspect. Personally, I haven't had to deal with it, even though I have had the ATF at my house. Just so happily, I wasn't there when they came. But
well, that's another big thing. Don't have all your guns on your premises. Have them hidden. Don't talk to them. And don't answer the door. A lot of times, they don't even have a warrant. They will get you to open the door and then shove their criminal way in.
One thing I also just wanted to say is, like, here in Illinois and Chicago, came across an article in which they're actually confiscating FOID card owners' guns. just because of the fact of their FOIA card was expired.
Yeah, no, the day after it expires and hadn't even come in the mail yet. They will SWAT team, and their favorite's old people. Oh, yeah, that's incredible. They have special state police unit of guys that dress up in soldier outfits and then go battle the American people. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jeff. Rob in Michigan, tell us your gun confiscation story.
Yeah, I'll be real quick. I caught my ex cheating. Then I told her to get out, change the locks in the house, went to work out of state. When I was working out of state, She told the cops I beat her. When I got back to state, they arrested me at my work. I had to go do trials, jury trials, everything. I was found not guilty. But while this was going on, they kicked in my door, took all my guns. Took me 3 years to get my guns back, even though I was not guilty. 3 years.
Yeah, that's why you got to watch who your girlfriend is or who your wife is. And that's why, no matter how good looking a woman is or whatever, or how nice she seems on the surface, you know, they'll let you know, like, you know, if they got a mean streak and make stuff up. And let me tell you, the minute you got to drop them like that, just boom, immediately. Bad women need to be thrown directly to the curb. Same thing with bad women, bad men for women out there.
And that's their plan, to draw it out and bleed you for your money. Again, this cost me $70,000. Just to clear my good name, and then...
That's a standard deal they teach women now, is file a fake report. I mean, we see it in the news all the time. It's like the lacrosse team. That was just all made up. And it's really bad. It's really dangerous. It's very dangerous.
Yeah, so that...
I had multiple girlfriends who would get mad if I told them I was leaving or breaking up with them, who would punch me, scratch me, hit me, and then grab the phone and go, I'm going to call the police if you leave. And I'd be like, call them then and leave. But, I mean, is that, like, common? I hear that's common. Well, I mean, it's like, man, honey, we're done. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, and this isn't just happened to me, because I travel when I work. I've been on the road a long time. And
So many men now where the divorce starts and they just get a restraining order and take your guns without even saying you did anything to them.
Yeah, and then most people don't have the money to fight back. So, again, I did it to clear my name, but they figure you won't spend $70,000 to get $10,000 worth of guns.
Absolutely. Hold on a minute. Let's bring up Joe Mendez. I can hear he was saying something. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, that is so, so true. A lot of the things that I'm hearing right now about I'm married now. I have an ex, and, she called the SWAT team on me. He has guns, and blah, blah, blah. And just because she said so, they came to my house and put their machine guns in my face. This happened like 5 years ago. They just say
he has guns and I feel threatened. And some of the women won't even lie. Well, has he threatened you? No. Doesn't matter. Your guns are gone. Now, is that a free country? The 68 Gun Control Act says felons or people that make threats. Go ahead.
Yeah, nothing came about that. But I told the cop, I said, so if she would have said I was Charles Manson and had 30 bodies, you're going to come steal it just because someone said so? I mean, you have to have problem. They didn't have a warrant that day, and they busted into my house and everything. I've been being harassed forever just for being a gun owner. And you have to...
Well, let me say this, Mr. Mendez, and we've got affiliates in California. It's a beautiful state from about, the middle of the state up. Very beautiful, nice people, but at the same time, really a spirit of evil there, especially in L.A. Why don't you get out of California? You know there's a mass exodus. Hollywood's leaving. Everybody's leaving. Or at least they're running to the north.
The north is bad too, Alex. But as soon as I'm done with this, if I can get any money out of a lawsuit, trust me, I'm going to a gun-toting state where guns are legal, like Arizona, Texas, somewhere where guns are legal.
Absolutely, because listen, the authoritarian scum fascist that call themselves the left, they're not the left, they're the opposite of the left. How dare them say that they're like a liberal, like Thomas Jefferson. I mean, it's absolute imposter stuff. They brag that, well, we've destroyed California, and they say, we're colonizing Texas, and we're going to make it a blue state. Not that I'm a big Republican. They're just the lesser of two evils when it comes to guns. The point is, they're here saying, we've now literally crapped all over California and ruined many areas of that state. And now we're coming here to ruin your area, and we're going to take your guns. And they come up to my wife in Whole Foods and say, you shouldn't have three kids.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, man, it's like cult members. Rob, anything else?
No, that's it. Like I said, just keep fighting and don't let them drain you. That's the whole thing. And again, after this, I filed a suit against them and found out that the government was after this criminal police district in Michigan. I don't want to name who it is, but I think everybody can find out who it is. But it looks like this has been going on for years.
Oh, no. I mean, listen, I'm a news guy, so I scan the news. Every day I read about the neighbor saw a gun, or the carpet cleaner saw a gun, or the plumber saw a gun, or the I've had two of my writers have been SWAT teamed, JT Coat, one other that doesn't want to be on record. In the last couple of years, when they had realtors looking at their house, and these weirdo space alien women, as women in both cases, come in and see a gun case, and they go, "Well, we've got to go." And like 2 hours later, a SWAT team hits you. I mean, we're under total persecution. You have legal guns in a gun case, and here come SWAT teams. I mean, and look, you've seen Mark Dice's videos. You've seen our videos. We're going to keep doing them. We go to Austin, to the liberal areas, the authoritarian areas, and they will sign. We go, "We need a petition for Obama to kill babies up to age 3. We want death panels. We're going to ban the word paper bag, as Seattle's done." They all sign it. These are vicious cult members. And I cannot describe how dangerous these people are. I mean, they are the filth of the earth. They come to your house. You have guns, not even scary ones, a pump shotgun, they call the cops. And the cops come, and the cops will kill you. I mean, this is an emergency, and see, that's what my one gift is this. I see things for what they are, threats, and get upset. Everybody's like, "Well, that's just what they do." You know, if I read one more article, I see them every couple of weeks where a veteran gets killed. It's always cleaning guns in the garage or coming in with guns from the shooting range. And it'll be, you know, Korean War vet Bob Jones, or, you know, whatever the name is, was loved by his neighbors and involved in the community and was even involved in the police charity. And, you know, the officer cried after he, learned he'd shot the old man. Sometimes you see that in the news and, you know, the cops are all freaking out. That's a cop who isn't really a bad person. But it's still the neighbor that called because they saw the old man with a gun and they're cleaning it in the garage while Martha's inside making dinner, a casserole. I mean, but a lot of times the cops think it's funny. And I mean, it's sick. Oh, man, I'm sorry. I'm ranting. Thank you, Rob. One last caller for our guest, and we're going to plug how folks can donate to him. And again, he's just one case. We can't help everybody, but we're just trying. Malik in Wisconsin. Go ahead. Tell us your story real quick. I got so many other calls here.
I got a quick story, but just don't interrupt me because it's kind of complex here. I'll go real quick, all right? So I have this friend named Christian. He's an inverted pyramid type, don't tread on me type. We made an entry for your film contest, and he moved back home to rural Wisconsin due to financial issues and no jobs. And since he was with his parents, he'd park his car in an empty area, often have some alone time, you know, keep away from his family. And he was worried since we started filming about shadows, and also as a principal due to all this stuff, he carried without a permit to protect himself. And one day, cars came and talked to him. It was just unmarked cars, strangers. And he never talked to anybody there, was going there for months. Then the next day, he was there at night, and some cops showed up and pretty much run up on him and told him to get out of the car for a safety search. On him, found a magazine for a pistol, completely changed the tone. They searched him, found some other stuff, put him under arrest. And then he was able to get some of the charges dropped, because under the condition that he couldn't face his accuser. Now, what happened afterwards is that he kind of was feeling a little paranoid, and like what happened to you this morning with the motorcycle or what happened with you in the garbage truck, now he, like a couple weeks back, he went to a music festival, and after the festival, he wasn't feeling right, decided to slash his arm open and his legs open, trying to kill himself to get his femoral artery.
All right, well, listen, that's a story. We're out of time, sir. I've got to – but listen, for Tony and Dennis and Malik and everybody, call back in tomorrow. We're going to do more calls of gun confiscation horror stories. We need to start really doing investigations on this. Real fast, Joe Mendez, thanks for riding shotguns so people can be aware of this tragedy. Tell us where folks can find out more about you and donate or legally contact you to try to help you.
Yeah, you can see my videos on Warrior, the number 4, God, number 13, at YouTube. I got a GoFundMe account, Joe Warrior for God Mendez. The link to that account is on my channel and on my video.
All right, God bless you. Great job. We'll talk to you and follow this.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
Thanks.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Information is power. I'm going to get back into what's happening in Syria and how this attack may play out and what it may do to the economy and what other countries are saying. They don't want to open the phones up. In this hour, we have time, if not in the next hour, to get your take as listeners on the Syria situation, but also all the scandals that we are being diverted and distracted with. And speaking of those, I want to try to cover some of these in the next hour. There's a great site, knowthelies.com, a site where I saw this particular article last week, 100 articles of impeachment against Obama. And I've told my crew to mirror this story up on InfoWars.com so it gets a wider readership, because I read through these 100, and it's very, very accurate. 100 articles of impeachment. Also, there's another one, Freedom Outpost, did 252 documented examples of Barack Obama lying, law-breaking, corruption, cronyism, etc. Because for Obama Deception 2, I'm trying to go over the lies and duplicity and the fraud of Barack Obama as a front man. But it's important to study this figurehead and why they chose him as their logo, as their standard, as their teleprompter reading marionette. And there's just no way to plumb the depths of the hoax. Just like our government is illegitimate, run by foreign banks. That's a giant hoax that we even have a government. The Federal Reserve isn't federal. That's a hoax. Vaccines in most cases are deadly and don't even protect you. Their own inserts say it. Then they run the hoax saying there's no side effects in school handout forms, forcing shots through fraud on people, not telling them that there's not a law, lying and saying there is. That's a hoax. Aspartame in every study out there, look it up, makes you get incredibly obese and screws up your metabolism and gives you diabetes and all these studies, but they have the hoax that it makes you skinny. Just everything's a hoax with these people. And then I'm sitting here trying to decipher it all and figure out, well, what do I put in the film? I was up here till 10:30, no, actually 11 last night. I'm not bragging. It's just that there's not enough hours in the day. That's why when people call up and say, you should do this, you should do that, I'm not mad at the caller, but it's like, yes, I want to do more. Yes, I know. I come off like a gibbering moron half the time on radio because sometimes in the morning I'm so burnt out and tired that I can't remember, you know, what I had for breakfast because there's just so much going on. I've taken on too much, and I'm not complaining about that. It's just that in a world of people that halfway pay attention and that just kind of muddle through life, I cannot imagine what it's like to not be concerned about the things that are going on in our world, and that it's almost bad nowadays to care or to be informed. And then I realize people are just delusional. I run into so many losers who imagine they're successful and will talk bad about other people who are successful. Like, oh, they're going to fail, or they're going down, or, oh, they're not doing too good. Like, it makes them feel good. And then they themselves are completely unproductive and unsuccessful and just wicked. And then I look at the good, hardworking people, not just of America, but of the world, who are being sucked off of, who play by the corrupt rules, and I see the ruling establishment, who absolutely are at war with them when it's that group that has supplied them with their empire. You know, when you see Obama talk about his legacy, you know, why did Clinton set up and use al-Qaeda to attack Serbia and then set them up and lie about and exaggerate massacres and then bombard that country's infrastructure? Because they had their own aircraft and automobile manufacturing and were creating a corporate and military and mainly manufacturing center all over the Balkans and were actually lifting up the entire area. Same thing with Libya. Libya had come out of the dark, investing in Africa, working with the West, building giant airways, aquifers, literally lifting up the entire African continent. And so it's now been carpet bombed and the infrastructure's been blown up and it's over. And they're in towns all over that place, just lining Christians, blacks, you name it up, Muslim minorities, you name it, and killing them. And that'll never be on the news. Just the fields of dead bodies and skeletons, the fields of burnt bodies, the fields of dead children, the fields of YouTube videos showing the jihadis, just blacks begging as they're chopped up with machetes because, well, it's cheaper than bullets and it's so much fun. I mean, why shoot, you know, 200 people in a village when you can take your time watching them bang and hacking them up with machetes? And the U.S. government's there to help you and there to put you in to try to turn the entire country of Egypt over to you. They'll call you protesters when you kill 25 police in one ambush or turn over Syria to you. And, you know, if in 2.5 years you can't take down a government, why, we'll just come in with a big military bombardment. Drudge put out a tweet yesterday that we retweeted at Real Alex Jones, saying, hey, who do you root for in, you know, the build-up this fall to what could be World War III? Who Who do you, in fact, maybe pull it up for me, guys, so I'll read the exact tweet. Who do you root for this fall? Do you root for the U.S., NATO, Al-Qaeda, Assad, the Russians, the Chinese? And see, that's what it comes down to, is that it's just a bunch of crooked governments out of control. So you've got to then ask, well, who's the worst? And then you've got to ask, well, who started all this? Because under common law and common sense, that's who the bad guys are. And then it's the big banks that have hijacked Europe and the U.S., who have got offshore, you know, yachts and islands, who think they're going to be safe. Punching that back up, I'll read the tweet. Thank you. The guys pulled it up on Real Alex Jones. There it is. Who to root for? Rebels, Al-Qaeda, USA, Assad, Putin, China? Just a fall preview. I mean, who do we root for? It's all like a football game to Americans. So many. But actually, I can't say that anymore. It was like a football game with Iraq and Afghanistan for a while until the suicides went off the charts and the troops came back addicted to opium by design because they were ordered on prescription opiates to prime the pump. No, now you got 9% of Americans not supporting this. So I guess Americans aren't as in as big a trance as I thought. I guess Americans are awake to a great extent. But now we see the rogue government who's been attacking Syria illegally, preemptively, aggressively for 2.5 years. They may not attack this week. They may stage some more events to try to build up the idea of, hey, we've got to act, we've got to do something. But if they do act, what does that signify when the Congress, they've got Democrats now joining Republicans, like over 70, it was 50 yesterday, over 70 members of the House, and senators like Rand Paul and Ted Cruz are coming out saying, you will come and get authorization. And by the way, you don't have the votes. We're not going to give it to you, but you've got to come to us. You can't get that from NATO. By the way, the UN won't even authorize this. It's not that they're even a good organization. They were set up by the globalists. They realize this could cause World War III. All the different member states, but mainly Russia and China. And it also will discredit the UN if the U.S. is already discredited. The globalists want to have some institutions they control that aren't discredited. See, because remember, they want to bring down America, too. See, the globalists are attacking everybody but themselves. You've got to understand how full-spectrum dominance works from the top of the pyramid. The Eye of Sauron is death. It's attacking everything. I guarantee you, folks, you could have 20 globalists on a space station, you know, 20 years from now, 15 years from now, if they nuke the whole Earth and, you know, it was inhabitable, and they go up there to the Google emergency space station for the elite they say they're building. By the way, that's mainstream news. I don't know if they'll build it, but they're talking about it. And they'll be killing each other over, you know, who gets the biggest area in the space platform. Guaranteed. That's the nature of these people. Hell would be being locked with these people forever. But good people have a giant blind spot to psychopaths and sociopaths. Because we don't operate like they do. Well, we need to start studying psychopaths and inbred genetic psychopaths like royal families, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers. All they're doing through the UN is setting up their own new royalty where they have diplomatic immunity, where they're above the law. And now I'll tell this story and then get into the news and then give the number out and take your calls next hour. We've got a bunch of special reports as well. This is how being above the law comes back on you. Because once you create a superclass that is above the law, the minions and the enforcers of that superclass, they're going to want and relish the knighthoods, the UN directorships, the UN judgeships, the bureaucratic Agenda 21 directorships, and they're going to want their own little empires and be greedy. And that's why tyrannies always grow, 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 grow. And the globalists think with robots and computers and automation and centralization and compartmentalization, they're going to keep control of the parasite bloom that always comes politically on the micro and the macro from a development like this. And they've written countless books admitting this themselves. But here's a microcosm example. You can pull up the statistics, you see it in the news all the time, about police chases and police riding tickets being the number one cause of death for police, And one of the most dangerous things, statistically, I saw numbers a few years ago in the LA Times, that police-involved crashes kill more people than drunk driving some years. The two numbers are neck and neck. And to give you an example of this, if you're out on a Saturday night in areas, you will see dangerous drunk drivers. It's scary. They're reckless driving. They should be arrested. Swerving around. That's probable cause. Pull them over. Smell alcohol. Boom. You go to jail. You're right there. But instead you drink one beer now, and then they want to go down to 0.5 or whatever and take you to jail. But talking about police, this morning, 7:50, I'm about to leave to go jog and then come to work, try to get here at about 9:30 or so. And the nanny calls up. We have a nanny because my wife homeschools. Comes like 3 days a week. Really nice lady, worked for us for many years. Very sweet young lady. She's crying. I'm going to say her name on air for her privacy. And she's been rear-ended. So, and of course, the person didn't have insurance. I didn't check. Well, over the guy looked like an illegal alien. But the point is, he was acting like I didn't really speak English. The point is that she's pulled up there in the church parking lot. So I go, to start dealing with that. She's crying about it because it smashed her in the back. And I said, what happened? Well, these cops shot by. And so everybody just slammed on their brakes because the cops came driving basically through the median, two cop cars. And then she saw after she wrecked, they just pulled somebody over. They were just going to give somebody a ticket. And so they pulled over and caused a bunch of cars to run into each other. It was out on out on 290. The police know about it. They're listening. The wreckers and all that out there. The cops pulled out in front of people. So they all pulled over because God had arrived and ran into each other and smashed each other's cars. Some of the cars couldn't even drive off and be put on wreckers. So I'm driving in at 9:10 this morning on 290 again. I'm driving in on 290 a few miles past that. And I see up under the First Street Road, First Street Overpass on 290, Ben White as it's known, I see the motorcycle cop that's there 200 days or more out of the year. They're almost always there when I drive to work. Of course, I'm on cruise control because I know that I'm going 70. And there's a car 50 yards ahead of me. They looked like they were going more than 72 miles an hour or whatever because I saw the car. It's like a black Acura. And I see him jump on his motorcycle and as I pass him and zoom right up behind me and then he zooms out and I'm getting ready to tell him how there's fluoride in the water killing him and look into the bioweapon programs and the vaccines and the New World Order. I'm actually looking and I'm getting ready to get my phone so I can erase some videos because it's full. I'm thinking, I got to do that. I got to download these. And then he's behind me about 20 seconds. Then he turns out and zooms up behind this woman who's now, so he's behind me. I slow down to about 65. She's now about 500 yards ahead of me. And there's cameras all out there. If the cops want to watch this, of course, they don't. They probably just celebrate it or something, give each other an award for it. And he runs up behind her, starts going like this, pull over to the median. Well, everybody knows you don't pull over to the median, but they do it up on 290 because that's the bigger shoulder. So she starts pulling over to the other side, and he recklessly pulls out in front of more cars in the four lanes, and they all slam their brakes on, and I almost run into them. And then he gets her to pull over, and as I look back, he's just angrily getting off his motorcycle to go chew her out. And this is my day. I mean, I'm driving to work, and people I know are crying, and their cars are smashed up, and wreckers, and police, and other, and I'm just like dodging cops, man. I mean, I'm just dodging this thing that kills as many people on average as drunk drivers. But you don't ever hear hubbub and freaking out about it. You don't see big police billboards, like with the DWI. Click it or ticket, or if you drink, drive, go to jail. We're watching you with, 10 different types of cops pointing their fingers at you like we live in North Korea or something. And I remember in Miami watching the deputy chief when a woman had a First Amendment sign out at a legal and lawful demonstration a few years ago, and it's famous, and they shoot her in the face with rubber bullets and damage her eyes. She's bleeding and crying. And then it shows the deputy chief afterwards with all these SWAT team guys and all these people in battle gear, Darth Vader outfits, going, I loved it when you shot that lady in the face. And they all laugh about it. Let me tell you something. The cops, now that I said this, may actually go pull the video of this motorcycle cop, which wasn't even that reckless compared to what happened to our nanny this morning. I mean, it's just borderline. I guarantee you they'll laugh about it. Look at how scared they are. You know what? You're going to get calls, a lot of you cops, and I'm sad to say this. This could happen to any parent. I pray to God it never happens to mine, that your son or daughter is going to die in a car wreck. And, you know, maybe they're going to be paralyzed. You know, you're going to get to change their diapers for the rest of your life. Now, you see, God doesn't even really judge you. You engage in evil, and then your family is going to be killed by cops. Kind of like that guy who was a cop out in L.A., and they released the video for 10 minutes while they torture and beat his mentally ill son to death who didn't even resist him. And the cops are getting off on him begging. You see when he begs, please, Daddy, help me. And the cops go, and start getting on top of him. They're going to kill. They're going to kill. They're going to kill. Your kids are going to die at the hands of police. And that's why the New World Order says they want a chip. Or they want that ID card where they're above the law and left alone. That's what, in California alone, almost a million people, government bureaucrats and police, have immunity. Last time I saw it in the San Francisco Chronicle, it's more now undoubtedly, where they don't get tickets, they can run red lights, they're above the law. So see, that's that. Now you're hoping you can do that, but it won't matter. The system is going to kill your children. So roll your sleeves up, give your children some shots, people that serve the government. Like, it's a sacrament. Show you support the government. Kill your children. Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Yeah, all you bureaucrats, all you eugenicists, take all your shots.
Tell the folks the boy.
And when your wife's dying young, or your husband's dying young, or your children's dying young, when they beg for daddy, they're dying of the chemical weapon, bioweapon. And when you can feel good about it, know you sacrificed your child to the New World Order. Just like when you have an abortion, why not join a satanic church? Get pregnant, go have abortions for Satan. And that's what you're doing. Why not really get into who you are? It's all about how you're above the law. And see, that my was my analogy. And I started talking about the case of Kelly Thomas, whose dad was a retired police officer. And they just come up to him and say, what are you doing? He goes, I'm doing nothing. So they start beating him up. And then they just kill him slow. I mean, of course, you jump on somebody's neck and have five guys sit on you. And they suffocated him. He, daddy, daddy. He says it over and over again. They take their time and they kill him. And all his teeth are knocked out and his face is crushed in. And they beat him and beat him and beat him. And I think that's a sacrament to government. Kelly Thomas. And when I think about him begging for his daddy, and I think about my son, it makes me want to throw up. Now, this is just when a couple cops are on him. And again, they teach the cops the threat continuum. You know, if you're hurting somebody and they resist involuntarily, well, we'll just show them. And then more cops show up and they beat him in the face with a flashlight. Here, turn it up, because the begging for daddy comes up. We haven't played this for a while. And see, all of you that...
Take a 10 minutes to kill him.
Keep it going. We're not to begging for daddy here.
I can't breathe, man. Put your hands on your back. Okay, here.
By the way, hit pause.
Please.
Hit pause. They will not. It came out because there's other camera angles that were released. They wouldn't let him put his hands behind the back. They're all sitting on his hands, and when he can't, they take that flashlight and they just bash his brains out. And that's what the, but see, the slick globalists wore lab coats and give you shots and GMO and fluoride and bash your brains out. In fact, those cops are doing that. I remember seeing them once they got arrested later because they lied about it and it all came out. I mean, they just look like total idiot thugs, gang members that wanted to go have a job where you know, you can run your motorcycle up on people, you can scream at families, you can whip out in front of cars, make people wreck, and you're in control, so nobody's going to get in trouble. Now, I'm not even attacking the police here. They're where the rubber meets the road. There are a lot of good police that are abhorring, you know, absolutely abhor things like this. The issue here, and what makes this so sick and rips my guts out, is the globalists are doing this on a mass scale all over the world in our name and blaming people for things that they've done. And it shows how what comes around goes around, just like that young man who was killed by the police, tortured to death, just like his dad was a decorated 26-year veteran, retired from a police department nearby. And he came out to the police are now totally evil because they are getting more brutal because they're soldiers now. What do soldiers do? They fight enemies. And if you're a schizophrenic guy, you're going to die because you're the enemy. These are warriors who gang up on a schizophrenic guy that weighs 140 pounds. You're tough. You can kill people. The point is that you killed a God's child. See, what you do to other people comes back on you. I see articles all the time where cops run into a thing and kill a cop's daughter. I saw a story like that like a month ago. It's in the news. Like, oh, it killed a cop's daughter. So then they get the cop in trouble. But only because you killed a cop's daughter. What about our daughters? What about our sons?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.